Okay, who would like to start it off? What's up, Brett?
How are you doing?
Good.
Good.
Mike, Jake didn't want to talk about building on it because they lost, you guys lost, but were you impressed that your offense was able to counter-punch everything Manning did and make it a last team with the ball wins type game?
Well, we thought it might turn out that way. You're not always sure how a game's going to turn out, but you know, I was really pleased with the offense. They played extremely hard. We moved the ball quite well, but quite disappointed when we had a chance to put it away there in the fourth quarter. We didn't do it. You know, we had to settle for that field goal.
How's Tatum's foot?
Still pretty sore. Very similar to what it was last week. I'm just kind of waiting to see how he does during the week.
Is it something? Would he be helped if he sat down for a couple weeks?
I'm sure it'd be a lot better if he sat down for a couple weeks. I think everybody would feel a lot better if they sat down for a couple weeks, but everybody's sore this time of year. Everybody's tired this time of year. And, you know, everybody's hurting a little bit. If he's injured, he won't play. If he's hurting, he'll do his best to play.
Is it fair to categorize this one as not just another game, that it's tougher to get over a game like this because of who it was and your history with that team?
No, I think what's tough is, you know, we had an opportunity to win the football game and put it away. We didn't do it. Anytime you play in one of the top teams in the AFC, you'd always like to win, especially in your backyard. But other than that, it's a long season. It's a 16-round fight. And there's a lot left. We're not even in the midway point right now. And you got to look at why you didn't win and look at the good things and the poor things and hopefully build on the things you did poorly. So, presented with the same situation, you take advantage of it.
In terms of momentum, how big were the first two drives in the second half for you?
You know, there's eight drives in the game, so you can go through each drive and talk about how important. Every drive's important. Obviously, the last drive was the most important for us when we had a chance to put it away. You know, we were ahead, and we didn't do it on offense. And sometimes you're going to have games like that where, you know, you got to find a way to put more points on the scoreboard than the opposition. And we had a chance to do it, and we didn't do it.
Why is it so hard to get pressure on Peyton Manning? I mean, the defensive line has been able to do it the past few weeks. Is it just his quick release, or is there something else?
Well, I thought their offensive line did a very good job. You know, I thought they played very well. And as you mentioned, Peyton does a good job of checking off the blitzes and running quick screens and things along those lines. But even with all that, we had a chance to, we played pretty good in the first half. We gave up 6 points. And even though we gave up some yards, we kept them out of the end zone. We didn't do that in the second half. And in order to do that, you got to be flawless in your zone drops. You got to put pressure on the quarterback when you do get the one-on-one. And, you got to tackle well. We missed some tackles out there. And to beat a good offensive team, you got to do all those things, and we didn't do it.
Did you get a look at the former fumble that was reviewed, and what was your opinion of it?
It was a fumble. Yeah, he landed on somebody, and obviously his legs weren't down, and it was a correct call.
Mike, when you look at the tape, what is Darren Williams' game look like to
you? Oh, Darren, he's a good corner. You know, most people, they really don't understand that in zone coverage, the guy's got a deep third of the field, and what he's got to do is make those tackles, and we had a miscommunication on the one touchdown pass. He was playing a different coverage, and but all in all, Darren played a pretty good game.
Is he taking too much heat then for Wayne's three touchdowns? As far as, I mean, obviously you know.
I really don't know the heat he's taking, to be honest with you.
He's taking a beating outside of the locker room, media-wise and fan-wise. I'm just curious if, because we didn't understand the coverage, is he getting too much blame for having a huge day on it?
I don't think they really pay a whole lot of attention to that. You know, they look at film, and the guy's got deep third of the field. He's got deep third. He can't let people come up with a big play. And so we'll leave it as that.
You said there was a miscommunication on that second Wayne touchdown. What was it?
No, just miscommunication. I don't go into details on what happened. It's just we had a bust, and sometimes those things do happen.
In the first half, well, really the whole game, Jake was able to boot almost at will. The previous 3 or 4 weeks, it seemed like teams were taking away the boot. Why was it so effective yesterday?
You know, we talked about the cutback. You know, if you got the cutback, if the cutback's there and you run the football, then they got to start playing the cutback a little bit more. I thought Mike Bell did a good job of cutting the ball back, and once he cut the ball back, it opened up the quarterback keeps. And you know, the quarterback keeps and the running game go hand in hand. Sometimes it'll be there, sometimes it won't.
Can you talk a little bit about Mike Bell's play? How reassuring is it to know that Mike can come in now and carry the
load? Well, it's nice to see a guy, you know, step up, especially a young guy, when your starter goes down in the first half. And, you know, Tatum was hurting, you know, at halftime. And, you know, Mike took advantage of an opportunity. He played quite well.
It's impressive that a guy like that, a rookie, is able to keep mentally involved so when he goes in the game, he's able to be that effective without getting many practice reps.
Well, he gets quite a bit of, you know, he gets quite a few reps. He's been getting a lot of reps since he's been here. So, you know, we only have so many running backs. So, you know, they switch off quite evenly through practice. And you just like to see a guy take advantage of the opportunity once he gets it. And Mike ran well, he blocked well, and had a good game. Yeah, I guess we might as well start that controversy and get away from the quarterback.
I'm done with the quarterback.
I was just going to ask you.
By the way, Jake is our quarterback this week. I just thought I'd start that. Yeah, a little bit.
Are you comfortable with Eric Pears in there?
Yeah, I thought Eric did a good job. You know, anytime you're trying to block a guy like Freeney in your first game, pretty tough duty, but I thought he played well.
Do you think Gerard is going to be able to practice this week?
I'll get a better feel on Wednesday.
Do you have any update on Champ? Who's going to be injured?
You know, I really don't right now. I don't think anybody will be out. You know, a few guys are bruised up like they normally are, but I don't think anybody will be listed as questionable at this time.
Defense after the game took a lot of the heat, and they said it's, you know, this one's on us. Was it them not executing, or was it Manning just having a ridiculous day?
Well, I think I just shared that with you, but I'll repeat it again. You know, we got to get a little bit more pressure on the quarterback with a guy like Peyton. Our zone drops were a little bit. You got to be very consistent. We weren't as consistent as we normally are, and we got to tackle a little bit better. And we played very well in the first half, even though they got some yards. You know, we kept them out of the end zone. 6 points is pretty good against a team like that. And we didn't play quite as well in the second half. You know, you got to look at yourself and, you know, hopefully correct those mistakes. So next time we take advantage of the opportunity. But with all that said, we still had a chance to put it away there with 2 minutes left on offense, and we fell a little bit short.
Manning's so good against the blitz. I mean, is that one of the reasons you guys didn't consider?
You know, there's so many factors that's involved. We did blitz at times, a few times during the game. You know, there's a lot of factors involved, but we've been pretty good playing just base defense this year. And that's the reason why we played a lot of zone defense, because we've been pretty good at it. You know, we played pretty good in the first half.
When you talk about getting more pressure on the quarterback, are you saying getting it out of that base scheme that you've been going with, or are you saying reviewing what you're doing?
Yeah, you've got to get it out of your base scheme. You know, to be a great defense, a little bit more pressure. And we didn't have the push up front that we normally have. You know, a guy like Gerard has been very good pushing, you know, to the inside. And we did have some good pressure outside, but Payne did a good job stepping up into the pocket. And where we have had push in the past, we didn't quite have the push with Gerard not being in there. And for us to be, you know, successful against a guy like that, you have to have push up front and pressure to the outside. If you're going with four people and didn't quite have that type of push. You know, be honest with you, I don't even look at that. I just know we got 8 home games and 8 away games. Everybody's got the same schedule, and heck, we're getting ready for Pittsburgh, you know, as a coaching staff right now. I really don't look beyond that. I don't think our team does either, you know. You can't think about, you know, you got 2 or 3 road games, or it all averages out, and you got to find a way to win them, you know, win games on the road.
I think Brian Clark
played well. Didn't have a lot of opportunities. Both kickers obviously kicked the ball quite well, a lot of touchbacks, but when he did have his opportunities, he took advantage of it.
Why'd you make that move?
Oh, number one, Green Bay tried to sign him, and I really liked Brian Clark as a receiver. I liked him as a return guy. I thought we might be able to hide him for a little bit. You know, once Green Bay tried to steal him, I didn't want him to go. So I told him, hey, we're going to put you up on our team and make you active, and you're going to be the kickoff return.
There's more to keep him rather than you being dissatisfied with
him. Yes. Uh-huh. And I thought, you know, both guys weren't getting a lot of opportunities, you know, being a kick returner. And Brian is a lot more familiar with our offense than Quincy is. So, at least from my thought, it was a logical choice.
Looking at Pittsburgh now, do you still feel like they're a dangerous team, even though they've been through some turmoil there with only winning 2 years up
to two? Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at Pittsburgh. All you do is you take a look at a team that gave up 98 yards and they lost the game, ranked second in the NFL in defense. Second in yards per play. That kind of says it all.
But you haven't looked at it too much.
I haven't. I just the stats.
Tony seemed grateful after the game that John Lynch wasn't more a part of that game plan.
Who's that?
Tony Dungy. Huh? Just because of his fondness for John. But are you comfortable at this point that in your base-oriented defense you're getting as much out of John as you got a year ago when he was more involved in this?
Well, you know, it's a different type scheme. You know, until we played Peyton, we were doing all right, I thought, with our defense. And, you know, some people are going to get exposed to a guy like Peyton. It's not going to – but we surprised a lot of people last year with our blitzing scheme. You don't surprise people, you know, after a year of running a pressure type defense. And we'll still pressure, but it won't be as much as it has been in the past. And we surprised a lot of people, and that's why we had as many turnovers as we did. And if we did that this year, teams would take advantage of it, just like Pittsburgh did.
Mike, you mentioned that last offensive play a couple of times. Talk about that play and what happened.
What play?
The last Broncos offensive play.
No, it wasn't the last play. It was three plays. We had the ball at the 30-yard line, and we had a chance to get a first down and really take the clock all the way down to the last seconds, you know, first and 10 at the 30-yard line with a couple minutes left. All I said is we had to settle for a field goal there instead of taking the ball down and scoring and taking some, you know, time off the clock. But obviously we didn't get it done. Both toes are bothering them. And so a little bit turf toe. To the extreme, obviously it's not to an extreme because he can still practice and, you know, he still played some, but it's quite sore.
When did that really flare up on him yesterday? Was that right away that he couldn't cut, or was that at some point?
I really don't know. Just at halftime, he said he didn't feel very comfortable, so that's when we put in Mike full time. Anything else? Okay. Sure.